Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I am your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to get leaner, fitter, healthier, sexier, stronger, faster at any age on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Monday, March 28th, and in this very simple episode, I am dedicating this for all of you who are either just newly transitioning to a 100% plant-based diet or those of you who are currently eating animal products that have been able to successfully build muscle and you want to transfer over to a 100% plant-based diet, but don't want to continue. You don't want to lose any muscle and you want to continue to keep your gains and keep them growing. I'm going to show you how to do that with as little effort and with as little energy and stress as possible. So here's what you do. Most people who are currently eating meat who are successfully building muscle, the typical plan is eating about 1 to 1.5 grams of protein for every pound of body weight they weigh. I mean, when I was eating meat, it took me about 1.25 grams of protein for every pound that I weighed for me to build a whole lot of muscle. So that came out. I mean, I was eating about 250, 275 grams of protein a day in order to increase my muscular size. Otherwise, if I didn't, it was very, very slow. Now, on top of that, I had a big foundation of like really good vegetables, really clean carbohydrates, a lot of good omega-3 fatty acids, good fats, and I was doing great. Now, I trained. The way I used to train was working out each muscle part about once a week, hitting it as hard as I could once a week, getting as much soreness as I could, hitting it with all sorts of things like pyramids, drop sets, lots of heavy weights, going to failure all the time. And I wouldn't be able to train them again until a week later. I mean, they were literally sore for a week at a time every time. And it worked. I built a lot of muscle. I built a lot of strength doing that. When I transitioned over to being vegan, it just didn't seem to work. It didn't matter if I, even though I ate the same amount of macronutrients, so I was still getting in about 275 grams of protein, and I had a really good solid foundation of good carbohydrates and fats, and I just switched them to plant-based and I couldn't figure out why I wasn't building any muscle anymore. The only thing I was building was a little bit of fat. So that kind of sucked. And then I realized something, that on a 100% plant-based diet, especially if it's whole food plant-based, so you're not eating, you're minimizing your processed carbohydrates. If you do that, then you're severely, drastically decreasing your inflammation. And when you do that, you heal faster. Your muscles heal way, way faster. And what happens is, if what used to take me a week to fully heal a muscle, now only takes me like 2 days. And your muscles are constantly adapting to whatever stress that it's going through once they're kind of healthy. So before, I wouldn't be able to train something. I wouldn't be able to train a muscle hard until a week later, which was fine because my muscle wasn't ready to be fully trained super hard until a week later. And then I would train it again and I could keep building muscle that way. And it would just adapt to higher and higher poundages and higher resistance. That's all good. You want that. That's how you know you're building muscle. But on a vegan diet, what would happen is my muscles would recover fully in like 2 days. But I would continue to wait for a whole week. And so 2 days, they're ready to go. But if I'm telling my muscle, if I'm showing my muscles that, hey, I'm not training you, my muscles got 5 days of adapting to no stress at all. So they just go back to getting weak again. And so that was a big, big notice for me as to why I wasn't building muscle before. So all I had to do to fix that was I drastically increased my frequency so that it matched with my drastically decreased recovery time. So my muscles would recover in like 2 to 3 days. So guess what? I would have to train them just as hard in about 2 to 3 days later. So I am probably working out my muscle groups probably about 2 to 3 times more often than I used to in the past because they're ready to go super, super hard. And it's amazing how quickly I was able to build muscle. I was able to get the fastest, biggest, strongest gains in the shortest period of time doing this way than I ever was when I was on meat. And it's not a surprise. I mean, the science is pretty obvious. When I'm decreasing my recovery time, well, then I can train harder. Of course, I'm going to get better results. So that's all I'm going to ask you to do. So if you're a meat eater and you know how to build muscle, that means you've successfully done it in the past using meat, and you're afraid that you're not going to be able to get those same results when you switch over to plant-based, that you're right. You're not going to get the same results if you don't change your training style. So all I'm going to ask you to do is
keep all your macronutrients the same. Now, it's not, you're going to find that you're going to get away with a lot less protein, but for right now, just for your own peace of mind, just swap out your animal product sources with vegan sources and match your macronutrients to be identical to what they were when you're on meat. Okay, just to keep it nice and easy, nice and simple, and that way you can psychologically stay within your comfort zone. Just increase your training frequency for each muscle part that you're hitting really, really hard. So if you're hitting legs once a week, increase that to hitting legs just as hard twice a week. And you're going to notice you might be able to start doing it three times a week after about a week or two. And same with all of your other muscle parts, right? Your chest and your back. And you know, you might say, oh gosh, what am I going to do about all the time that it's going to take? It's going to add a whole lot more time to the gym. It is true at first, but what's going to happen after about a week is your endurance is going to go way up. I mean, your endurance, that's another thing about going on a vegan diet, your endurance goes through the roof. I mean, that's why we have so many vegan superheroes that are champion distance runners and distance athletes and endurance athletes. It's, you know, your endurance just gets so much better. So you can handle it. You're going to notice you're going to be able to recover fully from a set in half the time that it would usually take you. So what does that mean? It means that you can get double the amount of work in for every workout. And that's going to lead to more productive workouts, which is faster muscle growth. How cool is that? So give that a shot, my friends who are either newly transitioning into a vegan diet or is on the fence about it, you wanna try it out because the benefits are amazing. When you're on a vegan diet, shoot, if you're not eating meat anymore, you're not eating dairy anymore, holy cow, you get to reduce your inflammation, you get to avoid all the inflammatory diseases that come with eating those foods, and you get to have a great body at the same time. How cool is that? And on top of that, you probably don't even realize it, and for a lot of people, that's not even the motivation. But you get to help the environment too. Yeah, you're helping the environment drastically when you do that. How cool is it? It's just all pluses, all wins. It's just the only thing you got to change is just your training frequency. And then once you really get used to it and you get the hang of it, then you can start to dial back your protein as long as you're continuing to get the same results. Just dial back your protein until just before you start to see your gains start to dip down. And you'll be shocked how little protein it takes when it's coming from a plant versus when it's coming from animal products or meat, because you absorb and utilize so much more of plant proteins than you do with meat. You probably already know that already. You don't even utilize most of the protein that comes from an animal product because of all the inflammation that it causes the moment it enters your body. So anyway, stuff for you to look up if you didn't know that already. It's easy to find. Listen, folks, I really appreciate you listening in on this, and thank you so much for listening to all the episodes you've listened to so far. Unless this is the first one, then welcome, of course. A couple of things. If you want a nice and quick and easy free guide to building muscle, I wrote one over 30 pages long, real simple, right to the point. Just go to veganmusclebook.com, download it for free. And the second thing, too, if you want to learn how to increase your metabolism drastically using a plant-based diet, just go to thetruthaboutmetabolism.com. I've got a free about 40-minute audio training on how to increase your metabolism, all 100% for free for you guys. All right, a couple announcements. It's going to be, let's see, it's almost Saturday. Saturday here in Austin, Texas is going to be the Austin Veg Fest. And my wife, if you're fans of her, you know her as the vegan medical doctor. Her story in a nutshell is that we cured lupus using nothing more than supermarket foods, going on a 100% plant-based diet. Now we're showing everybody that we possibly can, as many people as we possibly can all over the world, how to do the exact same thing. Don't need medication. Doctors say it's an incurable disease. Well, we cured it. So we are out on a mission trying to help as many people fix their inflammatory diseases simply and easily with nothing more than supermarket food. So if you want to go to her talk, she's going to be speaking there. Show up at the Austin Veg Fest. I think they're going to expect about 1,100 to 1,500 people. Everybody's going to be getting these little takeaway bags. We're going to be putting some goodies in there. I think we've got some stuff that we're putting in a raffle as well. And we're also going to be selling some bonuses along with tickets to our next event that's coming up June 4th. It's going to be our next Amazing Fitness and Health event. And Dr. Brooke, of course, is going to be headlining that along with me. She's going to be showing you how to heal your body with food, how to reverse your disease with food. I'm going to be showing you how to transform your body with food, not using nothing more than a plant-based diet and the right type of nutrition and the right type of training. And that's going to be at the Natural Epicurean Culinary Academy here in Austin, Texas. So again, If you don't know the details about that, we've got 18 total spots. So if you're interested in that, just go to amazingfitnessandhealth.com. I think there's a little freebie thing you can sign up for right there. And if you want to get one of those spots in, just send us an email. Just send it to tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. If you want to connect with us, we'd like to hear from you. Try this out. So all these tips that I just gave you in this little episode, just go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution and send us your comments that way. We'd love to hear from you. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I hope you go out there and make a or start a vegan body revolution. This is your host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, Thomas Tadlock, and I will catch you on the next podcast.